This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, after a bitter election, how do we overcome deeply personal political divides?
You think Trump is a divider?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's a big promoter of hatred in my eyes.
See, and I don't feel that way at all.
We spend time with one grandmother and granddaughter as they talk through their differences. They also share advice on how to weather the holiday season with family members who have totally different views.
It's not worth dividing a family or ruining a relationship just because we don't agree on something in politics.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
A second major pharmaceutical company is pushing tonight for approval of a COVID-19 vaccine. Moderna says it is applying for emergency use permission in Europe and the U.S. That news comes amid warnings of even more infections from Thanksgiving gatherings. In New York today, Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered measures to help hospitals, including calling in retired doctors and nurses.
We are now worried about overwhelming the hospital system. And if those numbers continue to increase, which we expect they will, you will see serious stress on the hospital system.
And in Southern California, Los Angeles County began enforcing a strict stay-at-home order today. We'll return to the pandemic after the news summary. President-elect Joe Biden formally announced top economic advisors today. He will nominate Janet Yellen, former chair of the Federal Reserve, to be Treasury Secretary. And in a first, women of color are slotted for two other key positions, Neera Tanden to run the Office of Management and Budget, and Cecilia Rouse to chair the Council of Economic Advisors. The Biden team gets a closer look later in the program. Meanwhile, the elections chief in Georgia announced probes of alleged efforts to register ineligible or dead voters for two U.S. Senate runoffs. But Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger again rejected claims that President Trump lost the state because of fraud.
There are those who are exploiting the emotions of many Trump supporters with fantastic claims, half-truths, misinformation, and frankly, they are misleading the president as well, apparently.
Georgia has certified that President-elect Biden won the state by about 12,700 votes. Today, Arizona certified a Biden win by a little over 10,000 votes, and Wisconsin finished a partial recount, confirming another Biden victory. In Iran, funeral services were held for the founder of the country's military nuclear program. He died last week in an ambush that Iran blames on Israel. State TV showed mourners paying their respects to Mohsen Fazrizadeh, a top security official, said that the Israelis used remote-controlled weapons in the attack. Israel has not commented. The rebel leader in Ethiopia's Tigray region is insisting that fighting goes on even after losing his capital. Ethiopia's army seized the city of Mekele over the weekend after nearly a month of fighting that killed and displaced thousands. Today, the nation's prime minister denied rebel claims of atrocities by the army.
The defense forces never killed a single person in a single town. We have disciplined, heroic soldiers. There was a lot of campaigning saying that we would demolish Mekele. Mekele is ours, built with our resources. How can we destroy it? No one got in harm's way in the operation.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke with Ethiopia's prime minister today and called for a total ceasefire. And back in this country, Wall Street took profits after a big month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 271 points to close at 29,638. The Nasdaq fell 7 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 16. Overall, the Dow and the Nasdaq gained nearly 12% in November. The S&P rose almost 11%. Still to come on the NewsHour, the U.S. braces for a major spike in COVID infections following the Thanksgiving holiday. President-elect Biden names his picks to advise him on the economy and spending. The Trump administration's attempt to exclude undocumented immigrants from the census reaches the Supreme Court. and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.